who were referred to as fallen women because they had a child outside wedlock, were in many cases forced to give up their sons and their daughters because nobody could or would support them. Maybe some of you recall seeing films which disturbed us because of the dreadful circumstances they depicted. I refer to the Magdalene sisters and Philomena. Many children who were born or sent to institutions like Sean Ross Abbey in County Tipperary were adopted by people in the United States and never again seen by their mothers. Even worse than that, it has been alleged that hundreds of infants were taken from their mothers, perhaps because they were stillborn, and buried secretly, having just died maybe then or in the first days of life, as if they had never, never existed. Now we know that children, and in many cases their mothers, were abused and ill-treated in homes throughout the length and breadth of Ireland. And when I say religious institutions, I'm not referring simply to those who were in Roman Catholic institutions or homes. I'm afraid some of them were also associated with our church and others. All that has done the image of the island of saints and scholars little or no good. But at least children and the vulnerable in society today are more secure thanks to strict child protection laws. And incidentally, details of the safeguarding panel committed to upholding good practice in this parish's ministry with children can be found in the Columban each month and also on the notice board at the west end of the church. I state the obvious when I say that none of us would have the gift of life without the crucial contribution made by our mothers. By coincidence or otherwise, and the rector is a very thoughtful person, he invited me to preach this morning a week after the birth of a grandson whose mother, Catherine's love for her baby, will be no less than our love for that baby, Rex's mother. Many of us were fortunate to grow up in secure homes with natural mothers and fathers, for which we must be thankful. However, many others, for a variety of reasons, maybe because of the death of the father or mother, or because of family difficulties, had a different experience in childhood years. And then again, there will be those on this Mothering Sunday who thank God that they were given love and security in the absence of natural parents. Whatever the reasons and circumstances may be, I hope that all of us can reflect with affection on the contributions made by our mothers, our fathers, and others in our formative childhood years. And incidentally, just one thing I noticed in the past few days. Few cards in shops are now headed Mothering Sunday. In fact, I couldn't find one when I looked at some of the cards in the main shops in Bangor. They're virtually all referred to as Mothering, or Mother's rather, Day. I expect that the majority of people would be unaware of the connection between Mothering Sunday, or Mother's Day as it is commonly known now, and the fourth or the middle Sunday in Lent. The Bible gives us many accounts of mothers and families. I select two examples simply because they are included in the appointed readings for today. Both instances must have been very traumatic and distressing for the mothers concerned. The central figure in the first account, as you know, is Moses. He was born to a Jewish mother in Egypt at a time when the Egyptian Pharaoh decreed that all Jewish baby boys were to be put to death. For months, the mother of Moses hid her son until she realized that he was far too big to hide safely. And so she decided to place him in a wicker basket in a strategic spot in the reeds near a riverbank, in the hope that he would be found and adopted. It's very easy to imagine the distress and the despair the mother of Moses must have felt. As many of you will know, the baby was found by Pharaoh's daughter. Moses' older sister was hiding nearby and suggested to the princess that a nursemaid could be found for the child. That nursemaid was to be the mother of Moses, although she must have been in constant fear that the real identity of the baby would be revealed. So many mothers in troubled parts of the world must fear today for the lives of their children. It is still a fact, and we get it from various sources, that many children in other parts of the world disappear without trace, while many children and mothers, even in this country, live in constant fear. A central figure in the second account is Mary, the mother of Jesus. She must have been terrified and distressed beyond our comprehension as she watched her son dying on a cross, a very cruel method of execution at that time. Mary was a caring, compassionate mother who must have recalled at that moment the words of the old man Simeon when she presented Jesus in the temple as a very young child, that a sword shall pierce your soul also. Mothering Sunday is not a church festival, but it became a means of teaching people about the role and the importance of family life. For Christianity is a family-focused faith. And to back up that assertion, I've given examples in the past, and I do so again, of the fact that we speak of God the Father and God the Son. We speak of Mother Church. And one of the great Christian festivals, of course, Christmas, is very much family focused. The strongest influence in any child's life will be the home. No school pastoral care system can compensate in any way for a bad home. No well-run welfare state can make of itself a good home. One of our traditional hymns includes the words, "Can a woman's tender care cease towards the child she bears?" And the obvious answer, of course, should be no. As we thank God for those who have contributed much to our social, emotional, moral, and spiritual development, and in particular today, our mothers, we need to look for the deeper meaning beyond the cards that are sent and exchanged and the pot plants and other signs of affection that are given as presents. We need to take note of its reminder to us about the church's teaching that whether as parent or grandparent or as children, or as brother and sister, each and every one of us have family duties, family responsibilities, and above all, hopefully, we have some family joys. Thank God for those who have influenced our lives, and today, thank God for our mothers. So to God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, be ascribed as is most justly due, all might, majesty, dominion, power, and glory, henceforth and forevermore. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Show us your mercy, O Lord.
And grant us your salvation.
O Lord, save the King.
Let
your ministers be clothed with righteousness. O Lord, save your people. Give peace in our time, O Lord. O God, make clean our hearts within us. The collect for today, Mothering Sunday, and the Lent collect. God of compassion, whose Son Jesus Christ, the child of Mary, share the life of a home in Nazareth, and on the cross drew the whole human family to himself. Strengthen us in our daily living, that in joy and in sorrow we may know the power of your presence to bind together and to heal, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty and everlasting God, you hate nothing that you have made, and forgive the sins of all those who are penitent. Create and make in us new and contrite hearts, that we, worthily lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, may receive from you, the God of all mercy, perfect remission and forgiveness, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O God, the author of peace and lover of concord, to know you is eternal life, and to serve you is perfect freedom. Defend us in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in your protection, may not fear the power of any adversaries, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Go before us, Lord, in all our doings with your most gracious favour, and further us with your continual help, that in all our works, begun, continued, and ended in you, we may glorify your holy name, and finally, by your mercy, attain everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
For no one blessed mother thou shalt. Emmanuel.